The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I don't know how far I'm going to get into politics today. And by the way, you say, well, you were just talking about legislation. Well, what we were talking about in that last segment is not politics. That's morality. That's freedom of religion. That's forcing a perverted view of sexuality on the masses. It cannot be allowed to happen here in the state of Ohio. You need to contact your state representatives. I don't care if you've never been involved in the political system at all here in the state. This is a time you need to get involved. This legislation, the Ohio Equality Act, would be absolutely disastrous for religious liberty and freedom at your church and my church. That's why it is not a political issue. It's a religious freedom issue, and it's a moral issue. So anyway, but there is this. I'm going to comment. Did you see what happened on Capitol Hill this morning? I have referred to this impeachment proceeding as a clown show, and I believe it is. Has Donald Trump done anything worthy of impeachment? Not that I've seen. Does he do some really crazy things? Does he do occasionally something that's kind of dumb? Sometimes he drives me absolutely crazy. Has he done anything worthy of impeachment? No. But this impeachment proceeding, the way it's being handled, is, on one hand, it's funny, it's entertaining, but on the other hand, it's very disturbing and even despicable. All of these hearings are happening in secret, in a secret room in the basement. A secret room in the basement of the Capitol building. Now, okay, there are times that things need to be handled in secret, but not impeachment. And then what is really troubling is things are leaked to the press that happens in these top secret meetings down in the basement of the Capitol building. Yeah, they are leaked to the press. What is leaked? What the loony lefties want the press to hear. It's despicable. If you're going to leak it all. And as I said yesterday, you can almost always tell who's telling the truth by who wants the public to know. Republicans are saying, do it in the open. Release the transcripts. Let's be transparent. Let's let the American public know what you are hearing. Well, if there was something to hide, do you really think the Republicans would be calling for transparency, openness, transcripts being released? Who is trying to hide things? It's the Democrats. Well, anyway, the reason I brought that up this morning, about 30 Republicans, representatives, duly elected representatives, barged into this secret room in the basement of the Capitol building and said, hey, we want these hearings to be open. We want to know what's going on. We have been elected just like you have been elected. You are doing this thing in secret. You're not allowing the Republicans to have anything to do with this. This is wrong. And so they just barged in. I love it. And Chairman Schiff walked out. Wouldn't talk to them, wouldn't negotiate. And he just stormed out. He walked out. So anyway, I thought it was funny. And then the Republican representative said, all we want is transparency and openness. We just want the American public to know what's going on. What's wrong with that? We just want the American public to know what's going on. Oh, one other thing. Yes, our former governor, John Kasich, tweeted condemning the Republicans for wanting transparency. Condemning his own party, I think his former party. I don't think John Kasich is a Republican anymore. I don't know. I know very, very few Republicans that would claim John Kasich anymore. So John Kasich goes on Twitter and condemns the people in his own party who are demanding openness and transparency and demanding that the American public know what's going on in these impeachment hearings. Well, anyway, that's enough of that. But I thought it was kind of entertaining when the Republican congressmen and women, they just barged in. Hey, we're representatives too. But anyway, then there is this. I thought this whole episode with the Little Sisters of the Poor was over. Now, here's the story. The Little Sisters of the Poor is a group of Catholic nuns, and I don't know how many of them there are. And, you know, people make jokes about, you know, USC playing Little Sisters of the Poor in football, but they're a real organization. They're an order of nuns. I'm not sure exactly what they do or how many of them there are, but they're the real deal. Under the Obamacare and the mandate, they would have been forced to provide, to pay for abortions under their health insurance plan. Now, these are Catholic nuns who are extremely opposed to abortion. But under Obamacare, the U.S. government would have forced them to pay for abortions under their health insurance plan. Well, it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And twice, the Supreme Court has protected the Catholic nuns. Twice, the Supreme Court has sided with the Little Sisters of the Poor. Well, I thought that was over. It's not. Headline today. Federal court forces Little Sisters of the Poor to fund abortions. Really? Here's the story. A traditionally liberal federal appeals court has ruled once again that the Little Sisters of the Poor have to pay for abortions under their health insurance plan under the Obamacare mandate. Over the past 3 years, the Supreme Court has twice protected the Catholic nuns, but pro-abortion state officials have filed new lawsuits trying to force the Catholic order to pay for abortions in their health care plan. Today, a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit issued a decision. The panel's ruling invalidated the new pro-life rules the Trump administration put in place to protect the Catholic nuns and others from being forced to fund abortions. So, in spite of the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of these Catholic nuns twice, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has once again ruled that they've got to provide abortions because the state of California took them to court again. Now, to be really honest, How does that happen? And I don't have an answer for that. I'll have to find some legal experts that can explain that, but that is just atrocious. It's like the baker in Colorado. The Supreme Court ruled in his favor, and then the Colorado Human Rights Commission sued him again. Wow. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Speaking of secrecy, yeah, we were talking about that before the break. This is just amazing. If you're a regular listener, you heard me talk about the secret Planned Parenthood facility over in Illinois. Not far from the St. Louis, the Missouri line, not far from St. Louis. Planned Parenthood has opened one of their largest abortion facilities in America, in Illinois. And they did it in secret. Remember the story? Well, it gets worse. Headline: not one single city official knew Planned Parenthood was building a secret abortion facility. Wow. Yeah. The ribbon cutting ceremony was, let's see, what's today, 23rd? It was yesterday at this 18,000 square foot clinic, where they're going to be performing both surgical and chemical abortions. Listen to this. Now, how do they do it in secret? They set up some shell companies. Now, most of you know what that means. If not, these are fake, phony companies to cover up the purchase and development of property. I have heard, I don't have firsthand knowledge of this, but I have heard that that has been done often here in Central Ohio with some of the larger retail areas, that the parent company set up a bunch of phony they're not phony, they're real, but they have pseudo names. And one company buys, they buy an acre here. And then they set up another company with another name, and they buy 4 acres over there, because if the parent company, the major development company, started buying 10, 20, 30, 40 acres, word would get out, oh my goodness, they're going to develop it into a retail center, and people would ask more for the property. But if nobody knows how that property is going to be developed, and it's, it's out in the country and there's nothing there, and, somebody comes and knocks on your door and says, hey, I'm just looking for some property in your area, and it's not worth very much. And I think you know what I mean. Well, that's what Planned Parenthood did in Illinois. They set up shell companies that were named something other than Planned Parenthood in order to keep the project secret. Well, evidently, no one in the city, not a single city official, and I find this hard to believe, but I'm reading it from a reputable news source. How did they get permits? I don't know. This story came out yesterday. The ribbon cutting and rally is scheduled for later today with the opening on Wednesday, today. Quote, Fairview Heights Mayor Mark Kupski said the city administration had not even been informed of Monday's ribbon-cutting event. He said he would be out of town on business and would not be there. The mayor has said the city was not aware Planned Parenthood was building its new clinic and the city offices had received many calls and emails from people expressing concern about the facility. The mayor said, "This is a very political issue. I don't know if someone from the city will attend or not." But he went on to say he didn't know anything about it, and he did not know of any other city official. Now, again, this is a reputable news source. But how in the world? I mean, buying the property, okay, I get it. A shell corporation, but... Anyway, quote, after over a year of secret construction, Planned Parenthood announced its newest abortion facility on Wednesday, an 18,000-square-foot mega clinic in southern Illinois. The new location is just 13 miles away from Missouri's last remaining abortion clinic, a facility in St. Louis fighting to keep its license. And by the way, this now I'm reading you is from CBS News. Since August of 2018, Planned Parenthood has used a shell company to construct the facility, leaving no public trace that the former medical office would become one of the largest abortion clinics in the country. CBS News first visited the site in August while it was still being built. Now, again, that's from a CBS News story. Isn't it interesting when people feel that things have to be done in secret? Again, I hate to bring it up again, but that's like these impeachment proceedings. Secret. We don't want anybody to know. And so we have one of the nation's largest abortion clinics that is now, as of today, open and performing abortions. And it was all kept a big secret. Well, I would hope that the people in that community would rise up. No violence. Never, 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 ever advocate violence. But I hope the people of that community will stand up and make their thoughts, their desires, their convictions known, and let them know that a facility that murders unborn babies is not welcome in their community. It'll be interesting if there's any news coverage tonight of the facility opening there in Illinois. I would assume there will be protesters. I certainly hope so. I hope they do it legally. But it'll be interesting to see. CBS covered this secret facility. Now it'll be interesting to see if they cover it now that it is open. I'm coming up on the top of the hour break. I have not looked at the Bible League call center for a while. The last time I looked, we were at about $500 away from $12,000 providing Bibles for the persecuted church. It'd be great if we could reach $12,000. We're $500 away. You can call 800-YES-WORD right now. 800-YES-WORD.